Nestled in the Flats neighborhood near Juneau's Federal Building is the city's oldest and longest-running hydropower plant. For many, the large blue building is just a noisy part of the neighborhood. But for lifelong Juneau residents like Kevin Gullifson, the building has a fun little Easter egg.
When I pressed this years ago, and this was about 10 years ago, it would make this really satisfying, like, awooga sound, you know, like a Tex Avery cartoon.
Gullifson is talking about a small black button next to the power plant's door on Capitol Avenue. A sign on the door states that hearing protection is required inside, and there's a hum of machinery in the air. Gullifson was one of many people that pressed the button as they walked by, especially in his 20s.
I lived on the corner over here coming out of college, and it was like our favorite thing to do coming to and from the bars with my three roommates was to press this button right here. And then sometimes we'd run like we, you know, were little kids playing a prank or something like that.
But now, the button's silent. For Curious Juno, Gullifson wanted to know what the button is for and what happened to it. The answer to what this so-called Awooga button is a simple one.
A favorite of the Juno public to push on the way by. I remember it from when I was a kid as well. But yeah, it's a doorbell. It is just a loud industrial doorbell.
That's Brian Farrell, the chief power generation operator for AEL&P, which owns and operates the power plant. He's speaking from the relatively quiet AEL&P office in Lemon Creek. But over at the power plant, things get loud. Really loud.
These are just the hydro units running. These are the diesels over here. If these were running, it'd be considerably louder.
Back in the quieter office, he said that loud noise required a really loud doorbell.
It used to be that there was someone within that building actually operating those units. And within that building, there's another control room. So they'd be inside that control room, and that had to be loud enough to alert them in that control room.
But Farrell says they disconnected the doorbell about 5 years ago, partly because of the noise.
People do like to push that on the way by, and it is a loud sound. So if you're in there working on something and someone pushes that doorbell on their way by, it can be a little bit jarring. And then also we just disconnected it because we don't want people to be distracted when they're in there working by those loud noises.
He says there's also no need for a doorbell anymore because of cell phones.
You would just call someone knowing that there's an operator in there to get their attention, or we would call our main operations center and they could radio into that building. But there is no current doorbell.
The building's doorbell is still there now, but it's just effectively a button. So what did it sound like? Gullifson gave his best impression.
It was like a mix between like a Tex Avery thing, like Wile E. Coyote going, awooga, and then a tsunami siren, because if you would hold this down, it would keep going.
Farrell declined to give his impression. Instead, he reconnected the doorbell one more time for KTOO to capture the sound that delighted and annoyed Juneau residents for years. But for now, that small black doorbell will go back to being a defunct relic of the past. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.